Do you have any questions or anything to share?
Yesterday you talked about the alarm system and you said you're in here, but something about the elbow couldn't touch the fence.
Mm-hmm.
You showed me that part again before.
Mm-hmm. So lying on my back like that is comfortable for me, usually, unless something's going on in my shoulder. You can do it either way. The hands are the main thing for the jinshin, but I've just happened to find that this, and people say that can be any soft pressure on this area that apparently reduces the stress levels.
Even just this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm trying to remember if I could do a mini refresher on the friend, your best, being your best friend or something around that several days ago.
Mm-hmm. Well, can I ask you something?
Yeah.
What, let's just say that we all started, the continents drift apart, and there you were with an interest in that friend, best friend. What is friendship, and what would that be? It doesn't have to be in words, but...
Right. Well, I was moved by something you said,
mm-hmm.
which I can't remember what it was, and it gave me such a feeling of contentment when I heard those words.
Mm-hmm.
Like I could just, oh, it was a revelation. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I can put
that right. Yeah. So, I guess I can share a tip from my experiences. Sometimes when you can't remember the words, it's really good. It's that it got somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And so... I'm happy, I think I even remember more or less what I said, so that we could do another time. But what if for now it's like that feeling, and that you said, what you do, what you got is I could be my own best friend or something like that, so, and the contentment. And just playing with that, like not in any way the sense of like a cat and mouse game, like I know and you don't, or... But that could help your own discovery. Like a revelation is when something tips you off and you discover. Otherwise, it's just information, which is not as helpful. Okay?
Sometimes after you finish speaking, like when you're speaking, I'm hearing the words, and I'm going in some places, and the lightness, the heaviness, the softness. And then when you're finished speaking, I'm like, now what do I do?
Yes, exactly.
So then I'm like, okay, I guess I'll just feel the contact with the earth. And I guess I'll just be with my breath. I guess I'll just feel my feet, and that's what I do.
Because
mm-hmm. I'm just such a beginner. Because I feel like there's so many subtleties that you refer to that feel kind of beyond me right now,
mm-hmm.
and I'm okay with that, but I definitely am like, oh, I have a, you know, I think it's, what's her name, some famous Tibetan Buddhist female monk.
Pema Chodron?
No, the other one, Pamo, Tenzin Pamo.
Tenzin Pamo.
She talks about the basement being so full of mold and so much junk, and there's so much stuff down there that we have to get out, and so I feel like I'm still seeing that huge pile of old moldy stuff that
mm-hmm.
I'm slowly getting out, and just starting with the big non-subtle
mm-hmm.
practice is where I'm at.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of the hard parts of being in the teacher role is having to let you, like, okay, now we practiced these different strokes together, and now here's the water in case you want to be in it. You know, however you want, as long as you don't, you know, if you're drowning, just come back.
mm-hmm.
And so I think while there's still the chance on the retreat to really appreciate the chance to have support but not too much, or to have full support but not too much input. And then on the other hand, there is too much input. There have been like hundreds of ways to connect that have been mentioned. And then the chance, I think it's seems to be getting rarer that I trust you to feel your way what's good for you. And I trust that importance of that exercise of, okay, now what?
Mm-hmm.
For each person. And with your sincerity, and just maybe a little bit less of labeling as beginner. Beginner is great. I mean, we already have kind of talked about it. It's hard to really get it. You know, I mean, I don't mean for all of us, including myself, to really get into the goodness of being a beginner. But as a judgment, as a label, as a put down,
mm-hmm.
because I think that I'm putting words onto some subtleties that you have experience of, and maybe don't need to be put into practice right now, but just that's gone in, so sometime when it comes more to be available or necessary, there's some,
like a seed.
There's already a momentum, yeah, exactly,
mm-hmm.
but almost like you already have the seed, it might be sprouting, it might sprout later, might be a tree.
I don't feel like it's a put down to be a beginner for me.
Okay.
Right, but it's more of a, okay.
So, again, just how good beginning is, and also how you're a beginner and not, is, I guess, what I wish for you to feel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Does that make sense?
I think so.
Mm.
Yeah, things slide around.
Yeah. Exactly. I just wanted to mention one little incident in my own life with one of my teachers, partly continuing on from the talk the other day about mischief, and also this about, what was that you said, kind of? And I was lucky enough to be with one of my teachers for a while. I don't think anyone else was around, and we were just in his house, and on the veranda, and he was reading from a text and translating it, and I was sitting up, but I was like stoned. I mean, I was like totally asleep, but I could hear what he was saying, but I was literally, I mean, even my head was like falling over, but it also wasn't, that sounds kind of, I don't know, dramatic. It was not at all dramatic. It was just like kind of sleepy, like, what? So it seemed like it was some sort of deep place that I didn't recognize as deep. It was just kind of like struggling to maybe make sense, and then not having that possibility of struggling. And then it was over, and it was time to go home or have dinner or whatever. And he just rubbed a little bit on my foot for like 3 seconds with one finger. You know, it was such a knot. So when I said about things are getting illegal, like teacher-student contact now in some places is not allowed of any kind, physical. And he just went like that on my foot. Which in India also is a little bit weird because touching feet is has a meaning. But, and he's Indian and it wasn't about touching my feet. And it just completely freaked me out and I just ran away. I think it was dinner and I just left the house. It was like, his wife is like my sister and I just was like, Didi, bye. And I just ran. So I just wanted to give a specific example because I didn't want it to be looming, like as if I'm secretly going to invite you for a tantric interview or something or anything too out there. And also just to give a sense of how big and vast the mind is and how things, serious, important things can happen that seem to be nothing, and then something that's nothing can seem to be like a wildfire. And in the long term, it's good. So I just wanted to share that story. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that helped me, but I wonder if you could say something about that. And I came to peace, but
Well, first of all, that it's really, I just am so happy to be here with all of you and to hear your really genuine transformational experiences and insights and path. So just that description is, I'm happy to hear. Because it feels like how good when a technique can come in handy organically. And to me, that's when the metta has come wide, that someone can come. Rather than going and looking for, okay, difficult person, I'm going to zap you with metta and be done with this enmity thing. But the person kind of comes up. And it can be intense, and there can be intense physical feelings, and then it seems to have its own timing. And sometimes it can be good to have, like, steady with the word of love, whatever it is, you know, may there be peace or whatever. And sometimes there's just, it's just a kind of a chemistry or atmosphere. So to know that you might not need to be, if it feels like kind of pumping the words in or something, like it might be just sustaining itself and happening, because there's the technique of bringing up love and friendship in the mind. And it's a good technique because it kind of echoes or reflects a deep, real, spontaneously arising friendliness. And in English, friendliness sounds kind of like warm and happy and good and fine, but it's like this power that's a kind of chemistry. It can kind of, it's like it could change the chemistry to unbind those places that were locked into enmity or hurt. And that can happen with the stillness and with the friendliness, the love and the quiet. It's a power. So just to know that there's a kind of shift that can happen sometimes from the technique. We can get into a good momentum with a technique like, may I be happy, may everybody be happy. And it feels like it's going well and expanding. It has a good shiftiness going on. And then there's like a if we could say quantum leap, if that's not overused, or like another kind of qualitative shift from technique to even more genuine, even more not mine, but happening for me, through me, in me, whatever. And in a way, that's probably one of the main meanings of the storm for me. It's like when that power comes genuinely spontaneous. It's not that that other stuff isn't completely genuine, but it's still somehow technique. There's an intention that got us to practice that. And coming to that point where we realize, oh, that's come because of my intention. And then there's one teaching of the Buddha that's very strong, where there's a practitioner who's gone really deep and comes like to the far frontier of where practice can go, and then notices, this is all from my intention, which is somehow still limited or personal or mental, maybe a big mind, but still. And then the Buddha just told him, okay, stay there. Just stay there. Just stay with that. Recognizing that all of that good stuff still was somehow a little bit mechanical, somehow started by an intention. And then just stay. Yeah. Great. I really wanted to say that, and I wasn't sure how to put it in a talk, so okay. Yes. Z.
I just wanted to say thank you, because today I was also questioning your words when you said, hopefully not just by the power of suggestion. A lot of what I feel at retreat, I think I become really open to the power of suggestion because we're under your influence, mm-hmm. like the teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And so the power of suggestion is just like, it can be really strong.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep hearing those words like, am I supposed to worry about that? You know, I think you just answered my
mm-hmm.
question. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Great. Thanks. Lenny?
During this last meditation, I just felt swept away by love, and I was thinking of all of the people, the animals, the dogs, and it was just the important thing was the love and the warmth and the good feeling. And of course they're all gone now, and so I'm still here, and I still have that love. And I guess now you were just kind of talking now about you presented us or you presented me that this way of somehow this thing that connected and that clicked in and that happened. Now, is there something, is this a kind of a meditation that maybe I can do by myself and just think of all of these things and just people and animals that I had not thought of for, a long, long time, almost in the forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
Range, but they just came flowing through. Now, can I do that just as a regular? You smile. I guess, yeah, of course. I mean, I guess I have this habit of knowing something inside or thinking
mm-hmm.
something, and then I ask you for kind of a confirmation or
mm-hmm.
yes, Lenny.
So you have permission to love.
Yeah.
And I think that's your path in every way, so in that way and in other ways. And I'm really happy to hear what you said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, maybe I'll write that down, and then I'll when I'm bored.
Yes. Oh yeah, I have permission to love. Also, what I really love to hear today is that you call it a knowing, like I know, And even though I still ask, I know.
Yeah.
I know, of course, I can love. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you have my permission to know that you love. To know and to love.
Thank you.
Cheryl?
Many years ago, I visited a medium, and just for fun. And I mean, she came on good recommendation, so I thought I would try it. And one of the things that she said to me was, don't perform the journey. And so listening to you say just now about intention,
mm-hmm.
At the time I thought, whoa, now what do I do? Because it made everything that I was doing, it put it on this kind of superficial level of,
mm-hmm.
it was really very beginnings of my being introduced to yoga and meditation and all of that. And I always had this feeling that when was I ever going to feel or know enough to be like I saw around me, the teachers and the, you know, and it just seemed like such a lifelong practice that how was I at a later stage going to ever be in that place where I felt like I had some wisdom, some knowing. And it's funny to think about it in that way now. It still can be that way with the setting of intention. Boy, where does that all, where are the roots of that? And
mm-hmm.
where is it just all spontaneous? And it's like the same thing as the knee-jerk no or the knee-jerk
mm-hmm.
yes, and not really knowing if that's old stuff or new stuff.
Yeah.
I have no answers, just that.
Well, that's one, it's great to really appreciate the chance to feel the power of the question mark and electricity of and openness of just question without answer. Did you want to say something before?
So the last, since I've been here, I've struggled a lot with having this shared experience with everyone, but not feeling connected with other people.
Mm-hmm.
And because a lot of my life at home is about actively engaging with people and hearing
mm-hmm.
their stories and
mm-hmm.
and then this morning, last night I cried really hard during meditation, and this morning I felt really light and like strong and light at the same time, you know, like
yeah,
weightless groundedness,
yeah,
right? And I feel like every moment this morning with everyone has been like this series of tiny hilarities. It's amazing to me to get that in like a silent, like in a silent way. With folks, like we had a hilarious moment, the three of us, last night, without any words, and it was just like this, like a little moment, and this a little moment at this little place at the right time. And so, I just I wanted to share that because there is like there's something about, like I think about even the term tiny hilarities, and it's like, and I wanted to thank everyone for being part of that. You know, I think it takes a
mm-hmm.
good deal of there's like a kind of courage, like a kind of wholehearted courage that goes along with getting on a plane or getting in a car or what have you, and being in the woods with 20 strangers for a week.
Yeah.
So, you know, I want to thank all of you for that and for bringing yourselves and your presence and your dynamism during this week.
Hmm. She went like this, if you couldn't see. Thank you, everyone. If you need anything, let us know.